Okay, we're on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Iboyelu, two dots. Iboyelu, who kosev lo dinu dvarim ein li b'nechsayach v'peire peiros. Say that have nothing to do with the nechasim or the peire peiros, but he didn't say the peiros. Mao shi yochol peiros. Can he eat the peiros? He doesn't mesalik himself for the peiros, only from the peire peiros. Mi peire peiru solik nafshe, mi peiri lo solik nafshe, or dilma mi kol mile solik nafshe. He meant even the peire peirus. Shmar says pshita, the mi kol mile solik nafshe. It has to be that he's misalik himself in the peirus too. The I amra mi peire peirus solik nafshe, because if you hold that he only is misalik himself in the peire peirus, mi peiri lo solik nafshe. Even the achlinu leperos peri peros mehecha. If he's going to eat the peros, where are the peri peros? So what's he misalik himself from? If he eats all the peros, there are no peri peros. So Mara says no. The tameich, according to you, that it has to be include the peros, because if he only included the peri peros, but he can eat the peros, where do the peri peros come from? Hodisnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer laolam who ochel peri peros. He eats the peri peros. Where do the peri peros come from? Since the Baal can eat the peros, where is there ever a chance of peri peros? Ella b'deshaira. He's talking where he left over. He didn't eat all the peros. There was something left over, and with those leftover peros, you bought karka, and you generated more peros. Those are peri peros. And now, what's it called? Can eat the peri peros. Same thing over here. It's talking where there was something left over. He didn't eat all the peros. And he was misalik himself from the peire peiros, but what's it called? Ein hachinami. He's not misalik himself from the peiros. Hachinami b'dishayu. Rashi. Hachi garsinu. Tamech b'toner Reb Yehuda Omer. Kiven dachlesinu lepeiros. Lo garsinu dachlinhu. Right, since the peiros were eaten up, what's it called? Where are the peiros? Peiros? Ela b'dishayra gashinan, where it was left over. Hachinam b'dishayin lo ochlan. If he didn't eat all the peiros, he says he has rights according to that side of the shayla to eat the peiros, but he doesn't get the peiros. Peiros. Where are the peiros? Peiros. If he ate the peiros, so he didn't eat them all. Umachran, he sold the peiros that he didn't eat. The lokach behen karka, and they bought karka. But also peros, and that karka made peros. That's pera peros. Shilik nafsho mehen below man rishonim. He's misalik himself from those pera peros, but not from the original peros. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Okay. So the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held that he's never misalik himself from the Yerusha, because it's masla mashikosu Torah. In meisa yirashena, meisha masla mashikosu batorah. Okay, and Shimon Gamliel holds that Yerusha Sabal is Doraisa, so it's Masla Mashikosu Batorah. Okay, where it says Omer Rav Halacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel V'lo Metamei, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but not for the same reason he said. He said the reason is because Yerusha Sabal is Doraisa and Masla Mashikosu Batorah, even by Dini Mominis, is not Chal, and the Halacha is like him. That what's it called? That even if he's misalik himself, he's still Yarshin Sar, but not for the same reason. Mar says, "Ilem." What's it? My halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel v'lo mitameh. What does that mean? Ilem halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel domre meisa yirashena. That even if he's misalik himself, still when she dies, he Yarshin Sar. But the lab mitameh, the ilu of Shimon Gamliel sover, masla mashikosu batorah, it's an old bottle. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if you make a tznai, even b'dinei momom, keneged the Torah, the tznai is bottle. But Rav sover, tznai kayim. Rav holds that in b'dinei momonos, the tznai is kayim. So here, normally the tznai would be kayim, that he's not getting the Yerusha. Because you can make a tznai against the Torah if it has to do with momonous things. Right, ukesover, Yerusha sabal, the rabbonon. The Chachamim also chizuk v'vrayim yosef mishal Torah. But Rav holds that Yerusha Sabal is only Durabonin. And if it would be Doraisa and you made a Tanai, Yitaka wouldn't Yarshin. Not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a Tanai doesn't help. A Tanai would help. But since Yerusha Sabal is only Durabonin, Durabonin made a chizuk to their Yerusha more than the Torah. And they said that it's Nayis Batel. You can't get rid of Yerusha Sabal, because since it's the Rabbanan, people will be Mezalzel, so they made a Chizuk more than the Torah. But Eino Chinami, if it had been Min HaTorah, then the Tanai would have been Batel. The Tanai would have been Kai, not Batel. Okay. That's what it means. So Rav holds that Hamasla Mashikosu Batorah Tano Kayim by Dine Mominus. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rav Sover Tano Kayim, Kareb Yehuda, the Omer Gabi Makadis Isha Manasha Inlacho Alai Sher Ksusva Ola, the Dover Shimamon Tano Kayim. He holds that Kareb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Masla Mashikosu Batorah, the Tanai doesn't help only if it's Dine Isra and Hetu. But Dine Mominus, it helps. Therefore, you can't make a tnai that I'm marrying you, but I don't have a chiyuv olna, because the Torah gave you a chiyuv olna. You can't make a tnai against the Torah. But the other things, she'er and ksus, on what's it called, on the support, there you can make a tnai. And since it's davar shebamamon, the woman can be mochalit. So when she gets married, she's getting married out of the tnai. She's not going to get supported, even though the Torah said you have to support her. This is something between the two of them that they can be mochalan. V'hocha mayi rashenek d'ksover rav yirusha sabal d'rabonon. The chachamim also chizik d'vrem yoshim shatorius tnoi batel. If Rav would have held like Rav Shim Gamliel that yirusha sabal is d'oraisa, then he would have held that tonight could be kayim, and he wouldn't yarshin her because the dover shim b'mamon. But since it's only d'rabonon, the Rabbanan made chizuk with Devrayim more than Torah, and the Tanai is bottle, and he does yarshin her. So that's the pshat that what's it called? He holds like Rav Shim Gamliel that the Tanai is bottle, and he yarshins her, but not for the same reason. Not because masna mashikosu b'Torah tno bottle, but because it's only the Rabbanan and also Rabbanan chizuk with Devrayim. So Mora says that can't be. The Sova Rav tno kain. Does Rav hold normally that masna mashikosu b'Torah b'dinei momon? The Tanai is Kayim, the Ho Itmar, Haomer Lechaveru Amenashe Ein Lecho Alay Omnoa. A person sells something and he says, I make a Tanai that the sale should be a good sale even if there's an Omnoa here. Okay? Rav Omer Yeshlo of Omnoa. Rav says that the Tanai is bottle and the halachas of Omnoa apply. You can't go against the Torah. The Torah said there's a din Omnoa and the Nekach is bottle, it's bottle. Ushmuel Omer Ein Lo of Omnoa. Right, there's no Olna. Why? Because we made up between ourselves that you're going to be mochel the Olna. So, because you're only buying it on that Tanai. So the Tanai is Kayim because it's Dover Shem Mamon. What do you see? That Rav holds that the Tanai is bottle. So you can't say that he doesn't hold the Rav Shim Gamliel that the Dover Shem Mamon Tanai is bottle, because Rav says Tanai is bottle, not Tanai Kayim. Rashi, Amash Ein Lecho Alai Din Olna, Em Kralacho Chetet Zeh. Yeshalav, the Masla Mashal Shal Torah, who? Shal Al Tona, who's going against what the Torah says. The Torah says there's Dine El Noah. You're trying to Mavatlos Dine El Noah with a Tanai. But Rav Sover, okay, didn't get it yet. Okay, so Ella, Halacha Krem Shim Gamliel, the Omer Hamasla Mashikosuba Torah Tano Bottle, the Lab Mitame, the Ilu Ram Shim Gamliel Sover Mesa Yerushena, but Rav Sover Mesa Lo Yerushena, right? That what's it called? That, the halachas of Shim Gamliel, but not for his reason. Why? The Rabbi Shim Gamliel said, "Masla Mashikosu b'Torah Tznao Bottle," right? And therefore, what's it called? The husband yarshins the wife, but lav mitame, because Rabbi Shim Gamliel holds that if she dies, he yarshins her, and Rav Sovar Meisa Lo Yirashena, right? He doesn't yarshin her. Why? Because he holds that it's not minatorah. Yerusha Sabal is only the Rabbanan, and he doesn't hold that the Rabbanan also chizuk ledevrayim. So if you're masla masha omru Rabbanan, it is chal, but masla masha kosu batorah not. So he holds like Rav Shim Gamliel that masla masha kosu batorah the tnai is batal, but he doesn't hold like Rav Shim Gamliel that this is a din hatorah. Over here he holds Yerusha Sabal is only the Rabbanan. So Mora says that's not a case where he holds like Rav Shim Gamliel but not mitameh. That's where he doesn't hold like Rav Shim Gamliel. Right, Tzimur says, "Hi, mitamei velo lo kehilchaso." This is the opposite. Here he doesn't hold like the halacha, but he holds of the reasoning of Rav Shim Gamliel. So we didn't get yet to explain what Rav said. He holds like Rab Halacha Rab Shim Gamliel, but not Mitamei. So which case is that? Ela Halacha Rab Shim Gamliel De Amri Mesa Yerushena. That he holds like. The halacha is that the tnai is bottle, and the husband yarshins, even though he made a tnai that he's not going to yarshin her. The lab mitamei. The ilu Rab Shim Gamliel Sovra Bidyoraisa Tno bottle. Habidurabonin Tno Kayim. Because Rab Shim Gamliel holds that mid haTorah tnai bottle, but mashma that Shim Gamliel would hold if it would only be the Rabbanon, the tnai would be kayim. But Rav sov Rafilu but the Rabbanon tnai bottle, right? And Rav holds that even mid Rabbanon the tnai is bottle, and therefore even though Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanon, the tnai is bottle. So Rav says that doesn't fit the description. Haketamei ukilchasai holds like both of them. The reason he holds that in the case of what's it called the Yerusha Sabal is because he would hold if it would be the Raisa, he would hold like Rav Shim Gamliel, but Rav Shim Gamliel if it would be the Rabbanan wouldn't hold like that, but he holds like that even though it's the Rabbanan. So that's Mitamei and Hilchasa, both of the things he holds like Rav Shim Gamliel basically, and he says for the same reason. Rav Shmuel says Hilchasehu Rav Mosifu. Rav is just adding on that even if it's the Rabbanon, the Tanai is bottle. But he holds like Rav Shim Gamliel that if it will be the Raisa, the Tanai will be bottle too. So he passes like Rav Shim Gamliel, and Lafi, his reasoning, the reason it's bottle is because it's the Raisa. So El Halach Rav Shim Gamliel de Omar in Mesa Yerushena. V'lav mitamei. Deal Rav Shim Gamliel sovri Rusha Sabal de Raisa. What's it called? Rav Shim Gamliel holds the Raisa. And since it's the Raisa, the Tanai is bottle. The chola maslo mashikosu b'torah to no bottle. The rav sovri rusha sabal the rabbanon. And if Rav Shim Gamliel would hold it's the rabbanon, he would hold that it's not bottle, because he holds it only maslo mashikosu b'torah to no bottle. The chachomim masu chizuk l'divrehem. But rav sovri rusha sabal the rabbanon. But still the tanai is bottle, not like Rav Shim Gamliel, because chachomim masu chizuk l'divrehem kishel torah. The rav that's the means. He holds the halacha like Rav Shim Gamliel, but not for his reasoning. Rav Shim Gamliel holds the halacha is no bottle min haTorah only, not mid the Rabbanon. And if Yerusha Sabal would be the Rabbanon, it wouldn't be bottle. And Rav holds Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanon, and it's also not it's also what's it called bottle, because asu chizuk l'divrayim. Rashi. The Rav Sover Imesa Lo Yerushena. Right, because Sover Yerusha Sabal the Rabbanon, because Rav holds Yerusha Sabal is only the Rabbanon. The Lo Asu Chizuk Livrayim Kishel Torah. Now we're thinking that Rav holds that they didn't make a Chizuk, and therefore what's it called? The Tanai is bottle. The what's it called? The Tanai is Kayim. Habe the Rabbanon Kigon Zeh Shehisna Shalurcha Peros Mashim from Shim Gamliel, that it's only because Masla Mashikosu Batorah. But if Yerusha Sabah would be the Rabbanon, then the Tanai would be Kayim. For Rav Sovra, Filu Tanai, Aperos, Nomi Bottle, the Chachomim also Chizuk Divrayim Kishel Torah. And Rav argues and says, no, even though Yerusha Sabah is the Rabbanon, still the Tanai is Bottle, because also Chizuk Divrayim. The Koshkin HaYerusha Shishel Torah. Surely the Yerusha, which is a Shel Torah, also is what's it called, is Bottle. Now we're thinking that Rav holds that Yerusha Sabah is the Oraisa. Okay. That's the case. Then he calls like Rav Shim Gamliel, and for his reason, just he adds that even the dinei de rabbanon are what's it called the tanai is bottle. Svira leil Rav kitamei de rabban Rav Shimon the maslav shel Torah tano bottle uki hilchaso de mesa yirashena. Okay. V'Rav. Now the Gemara asks on that. So now we come out that Rav holds that Yerusha Sabal is only de rabbanon, and in that he argues on Rav Shim Gamliel. But he holds, like the halacha of Shim Gamliel, that the Tanai is bottle because also chizuk l'divrayim. So Gemara asks the Rav, Sovi Yerusha Sabal the Rabbana? Does Rav hold that the Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbana? V'hasnan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Hayorish is Ishto, Yazil of Nei Mishpacha, V'yinaka Lohem min Adomim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, person who inherits from his wife should give the thing he inherits back to the family, and he should take money from them, but at a discount. Vahavinin bo, we looked into it, if he's Yarshins, why does he have to give it back to the family? And why does he give him a discount? Mikasover. So when we looked into it, we said, what does he hold? Ikasover, Yerusha Sabal Deoraisa, Amayazah. If Yerusha Sabal is Deoraisa, then why do you have to give it back? The either Rabbanon, Domi Mayavidatayu. And if it's only the Rabbanon, right, why does he get money b'chlau? Right, you have to give it back. He says, the Yerusha is not chal. We'll see in a second what he's talking about. The Omar Rav, La'olam Kesova Yerusha Sabal Deoraisa. And Rav said on that, Yerusha Sabal is Minat Torah. It's talking where the Yerusha is the family plot. So if the husband gets the family plot of the wife's family, that's a gnai. It's not nice for the family that somebody else gets their family plot. He should give it back and take money. But he doesn't take the whole amount. He takes off he's chayv to bury his wife. So he doesn't get money for his wife's kever, he has to pay for that. So whatever the other plots are worth, he gets back. But he doesn't get back for his wife's plot. Kidatanya, hamocher kivro, v'derech kivro. Person sells his kever, or the path to the kever, or ma'amado, or the place where they make the ma'amados by the kvarim. Everybody had their own private beis hakvaros. Umokam Espedo, or the place where the Hesped is. It's all their private Besak forest. Boim B'nei Mishpacha, the Kobrin also Balkorcho, right? The Mishpacha can come and use that land against the will of the person who bought it. So Mora says, Rav, so you see that Rav holds that Yerusha Sabal is Doraisa. He explained this case that Yerusha Sabal really is Doraisa. But because of Pagam Mishpacha, we make him give it back, and he gets the money for it. So Mara says, no, Rav L'tamed Rav Yochim Mabruka Komer, V'leilo Svirale. Not Rav that holds Yerusha Sabal D'Raisa, Rav holds Yerusha Sabal D'Rabbanan, like we said. But he's trying to explain what Rav Yochim Mabruka holds. Rav Yochim Mabruka holds Yerusha Sabal D'Raisa. But not that Rav holds like that. He just is explaining Rav Yochim Mabruka, Rashi. Yazil Ivnei Mishpacha B'Yovel. When Yovel comes, the thing goes back to the mishpacha, but he gets money for it. Okay, so Mara says, "V'inaklum in adom kisogadav yachzirim lohem b'domim kalim." She got a discount. Goes back be Yovel, but they have to pay for it. But they should pay a discount. So Mara says, "I'm a yachzir. If Yerusha Sabal is Deoraisa, so then it doesn't go back. But Yovel, Yerusha doesn't go back in Yovel. Right? Only Mecher goes back in Yovel." He didn't buy it, he yarshened it. Minatora. So he should keep it, even after Yovel. Yerusha ina chozeres bi Yovel, karmim bebechoros. Mishum pga mishpach, gidnai hu lohem, shiyu acherim nikborim imohem. Vim yikbru bekvuras acherim. Vehem, it's not a nice thing if other people out of the family are buried in a family plot. Or if they're buried in somebody else's plot. So therefore, really, Yerusha sabals deoraisa. And really, he could keep it. But it's not nice, so he has to give it back, and he gets money for it. Demei kever ishto, but he doesn't get all the money back, because the amount of money for his wife's plot, he has to pay for it. So therefore, he doesn't get the money back on that. Shechayivu bekvur asa. Kedetanya, lokeach beis hakvaros, machziru akorcho. Person who buys a beis hakvaros has to give it back, whether he likes it or not, because of pgam mishpacha. Vekover noso bakorcho, shalokeach. Right, against the will of the buyer, you bury the people who normally own this plot. Okay, and the Maisha, what's it called? We give him back his money. That's all. In other words, the sale is basically bottled.
Okay. We're on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Misha Meis, V'hiniach Isha U'Balchov, V'yorshin. I died, and he left a wife and a balchov, somebody he owed money to, and he has heirs. V'hoyalo pikodin o milde biyad acherim, and he had something, a pikodin that he left in somebody else's hands that was they were holding for him, or a milde that he had an outstanding debt that somebody owed him. So normally, if the property was in his possession when he died, it goes to his yorshin. and the Isha doesn't collect, nor does the Balkov collect from the Taltulin. But here the money wasn't in his Rishos 100%. It was in somebody else's Rishos when he died. So that's why there's a Shaila. So it'll be Tarfin Omer, Yenosin Lakoshal Shabahin. And tomorrow we'll discuss who that is. You give it to the weaker of them, the most vulnerable of them. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Merachim B'Din. You don't have Rachmanis. When it comes to Din, you do what the Din is. Eli Yenosin LeYorshim. Give it to the Yorshim. Why? Shekulam Tzrichim Shavua. Ein HaYorshim Tzrichim Shavua. All of them, you can't take away from the Nechasim of Yisomim except with a Shavua. And the Yorshim don't need any Shavua to get this money. Hiniach Peros Tlushim in Akarka. They left Peros that were separated from the ground. Kol HaKodim Bohen Zocha. So if you hold that it doesn't go directly to the Yerusha. We'll see one second why. So then the halacha is whichever one of these grabs it first, it's theirs. Zochsa Isha Yosim Iksubasa Ubalchov Yosrachov. What if they grab more than is owed to them? The woman grabbed more than her ksuba's worth, and the Balchov grabbed more than the debt. So Hamoser, what do you do with the extra? Reb Tarfin Omer Yinosin Lakoshes Ubahen. Then it goes reverse back to the original halacha. You give it to the more vulnerable one. Rabbi Akiva Omer Emarach Medin Eli Yinosin LeYorshim. Give it to the Yorshim. Shekulam Tzrichim Shvua Vein HaYorshim Tzrichim Shvua. Let's see, Rashi explains the whole Mishnah. Yinosin Lakoshes Ubahen Bigmar Meforish Mayniu. The Gemara will discuss who the koshel is, who's the most vulnerable one. The afal gav the lo mishtabdi metalpli diasmi lo lebalchov velo leksuba. This is what we said. Even though the metalpling of of yisomim is not mishubit, not for the ksuba, not for the balchov, only karka is mishubit. Hocher de labu shusayu manchi. But over here, when the person died, these things were not in his rishos. They were in the hands of somebody else, even though they're his, and they were going to come to him. Svirul Rabbi Tarfin demotziim miyad halove om miyad misha pikodon etzlo. Rabbi Tarfin holds we take it away from the when the person wants to pay his debt, or the person wants to give back the pikodon. So venosin lebalchov uleksuba shenischayu bohem hameis michayim. Then we give it either to the balchov or the ksuba. We want to discuss who the koshel is. And not to the Yorshim. The Yorshim don't get it. But here, even though normally Metalplin are not Meshubit, Metalplin that weren't in the Rishus of the person when he died are given to the Ksuba and to the Balchov. Or the Balchov. He knows the Yorshim, velo mahanya tvisa. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, doesn't help to grab. They give it all, goes reverts to the Yorshim, and just like any other Metalplin, it's not Meshubit to the Ksuba or the Balchov. Shikulin Srichin Shvua, this number Pirkin, Habal Lifram Yinichse Yisum. So we learn later on in the parak that if somebody comes to collect a debt or whatever from the Yisumim, Lo Yifrela B'Shvua. The same thing goes if a woman comes to collect her ksuba. She has to take a Shvua. The Chosman Shalom Nishbu, Ein Lohem Rishus Bahem. They have to take a Shvua that they actually owe them the money. The father didn't pay the debt when he was alive. Right, because we don't know if maybe they're lying. So until they take a shvua, they can't collect anything. Since these need a shvua, so when the person died, they couldn't collect it without a shvua. But the yorshim get it directly, automatically. So therefore it belongs to the yorshim. Kidmu yorshim zochu. If the Yarshim grab it first, the Peros Tlushim, so they get it. The Metalta, the Yashmi, the Mashad, the Balchov, the Ksuba. And once they get it, they're not Mechuyiv to pay the Balchov or the Ksuba, because Metalta are not Meshubid to the Ksuba or to the Balchov. Kidim Echad Mehen, Ho Isha, Amalve, Zochu. And if one of the other ones grab it, we'll see in the Gemara when they grab it, right? Then they, what's it called? He's Zochu. Rabbi Tarfin Islay Tfisa Dula Achar Misa Mahanya. Rabbi Tarfin holds it even Tfisa after the debt, when Lachore reverts directly to the Yorshim. No, it doesn't go to the Yorshim directly. You can grab. We'll see one second why. We'll discuss why. Zachsa ishi yesra ksuba asa im kidma v'tofsa v'yesh yosra min aksuba. If she grabbed more than's coming to her. O kidim balchov v'tofas v'yesh ben yosra achovo. Or the balchov grabbed more than's coming to him. So vadi, that money doesn't belong to him or her. That money goes back to either to the yorshim or the koshal, the same machlokas we had before. Hamoser yinosla koshal. So v'em zeh bal ashtar shiyodo al tachtona. The koshal is the one whose shtar is the latest one, so he is not going to be able to collect before the other ones. You give it to him. You give it to the most vulnerable one. Because once it gets into the hands of the Yorshin, they don't have to pay a ksuba or a chov from the metaltlin. Why did it say milva o pikad? Why have they mentioned both of them? Tzricha. When did Reb Tarfon say that the money doesn't revert directly to the Yorshim because it's not in there, wasn't in the reshus of the estate when the person died? That's a milva, because milva lo tzonidna. There's no money anymore around. Person has a chov, he owes, but the original money is gone. So there's nothing there that could revert. It's just a debt that reverts to the it's an abstract thing. Okay. Aval pikadon to isha be'eina imamodir le'ler b'kiva, but pikadon where this actual pikadon is there. So even though it's not in the wasn't in the reshus of the nifter when he died, but it's as if it's in his reshus. Wherever it is, it's in his reshus. The other guy's holding it for him. The Ib Tanaha that only said the case of Pikadin, the Hakam Rabbi, that's what Rabbi Akiva said, that it goes to the Yorshim. Because it's not an abstract thing, it's wherever it is, it's in the hands of the estate, because the person's holding it for the nifter. But in the case of Milva, maybe he agrees to Reb Tarfon. There it's only an abstract thing. And there's nothing in the hands of the estate when the person died. So I might think there he agrees to Reb Tarfon. Kamash Malon, no, the same halach applies to Bikodin and to Milvin. Rashi. Votzon nitno ve'ena kayemes be'en. Demechsere govayna. It's not here. There's no money that you could say belongs to the nifter. There's a debt that's owed to the nifter. Mishum hachiyom Reb Tarfon delo manchi b'rshus ediasme. Therefore it doesn't revert directly to the rishus of the yisomim, and it can go to either the ksub or the balchov. Wherever it is, the person's holding the pikadon is holding it for the yisomim, holding it for the person who died. Okay, myla koshel. Who is this koshel? With the Reb Tarfon says you give it to the koshel. Who's the koshel? Reb Yossi b'Reb Chanina Amar l'koshel shebaraya. You give it to the one who has the weakest star. Knows his. Shtar is the latest one written, so everybody gets before him. So he's the most vulnerable one. So if Rachmanis on him, right? Let him collect. Rabbi Yochanan Omer L'Ksubas Isha, give it to the Isha. Why? Mishum China, in order that people should want to get married. What's it called? Because they'll know that we favor these women. Okay. Kitanoi Rabbi Yochanan Omer L'Koshel Shabaraya V'Hu Kosher. That's the proper thing to do. Give it to the one who has the weakest star. Rabbi Lezer Omer L'Ksubas Isha Mishum China. Same exact machlokas. Rashi.
Why bring in
Amoraim if you have Tanoim? Because it could be that it's a Brisa. Tosfos says a few places in Shas that not every Amora knew every Brisa. Mishnayis they knew, but Brisas didn't know. Rashi. He's the weaker one, the vulnerable one, because he can't be toret lekuchos that the other staros preceded him. She's called the vulnerable one. She's not the one who's going around to look around for karka to collect. Right? The woman we consider her the weaker sex. She's not going to go checking to see where there's karka. Let the other ones go check and see where they can collect from. Mishum chinah, sheyimtzu anoshim chein beinei anoshim, diyu nesuos lehem. right, that women will be want to get married. They won't be afraid to lose their ksuba. So they want to get married altogether and put themselves in a bad position. This way, we know we give her security, so she'll want to get married. The who kosher, the hadover kosher, v'hagin lasan. This is the proper thing to do. Okay, really, this is not, it's not out of the order. Okay, let's go on. Yeah. Hiniach peros hatlushin. If he left over peros that were not connected to the ground. Where it says, Rabbi Akiva, my iri moser, kulu nami di yorshin havi. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not only the extra that goes to the yorshim, right? Everything goes to the yorshim. So why is there a machlokas by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon on the moser? Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, everything always goes to the yorshim. So what is this case where she grabbed, the moser goes, everything goes, she can't grab anything according to Rabbi Akiva. Mara says, Enochinami. The moser is only going by the tarfin. Tarfin holds that they can grab, but if they grab too much, it goes to the yorshim. So it said by Rabbi Akiva, the extra goes to the yorshim. But the truth is, according to Rabbi Akiva, it has nothing to do with the extra. Okay, Rashi. Kulu nami di yorshim havi. Given the time of the Rabbi Akiva, mishum shalom nishba uhu kitavsi nami amizachu. Rabbi Akiva would hold tfisa doesn't help either, because it goes directly to the yorshim. V'hari zachu bohen yorshim mishas misa v'nichse diyas mikotavsi. They're grabbing the nechosim of the yorshim. They can't grab; it's not theirs, and it's not meshuba to them. The ayru dom Rabbi Tarfon moser hader le ihu nami b'nai de ayrube. Since Rabbi Tarfon is speaking about the moser, Rabbi Kiva answered him on what he's talking about. But in echanami, according to Rabbi Kiva, the same halacha would apply to the original amount, not the moser. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Tfisalo Mahanya Klau, right? Is the Gemara asked, we're going to Rashi, right? Rabbi Akiva Tfisalo Mahanya Klau, Loshin She'ela Huzeh. According to Rabbi Akiva, Tfisa won't help at all, right? You can never grab, what's it called, before the Yorshim get it. No, if you grab it when the person was still alive, in other words, he owes her ksuba, he owes the debt, and they went and grabbed property, peros tlushim, right, while the person was alive. So then, now that he died, that money doesn't revert to the yorshim. Okay. Then what's it called? That's when what's it called? When Rabbi Akiva would agree that tfisa helps, tfisa mechayim. That's what Rav Nachman learned from his rabbi, that Rabbi Akiva would hold that tfisa helps Michayim. According to Rabbi Tarfon, where were these nechosim when the person died? Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, v'hu shetzvurin munochim Rishus Harabim. The peiros tlushim and akarka were in Rishus Harabim. So the Yorshin didn't have a place to make a kinyan on it. There wasn't a place where a kinyan could be made. So the Yerusha, well, it really wasn't chal 100% until they'll bring it into their Rishos. Therefore, you could grab it. Aval b'simta lo, but in the simta where a kinyan could be made, right, a simta is the Sidei Rishus Harabim, where people can make Mashicha into their, whoever's standing there, it's the swale of the Rishus Harabim. So there, you could make a kinyan. Since it's possible to make a kinyan there, the Yerusha immediately reverts to the Yorshim and you can't grab. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Damri Tarvayu, Afilu B'Simta, right? Even in a Simta where it's possible to make a kinyan, but still, it wasn't in the Rishus of the Yorshim itself, so therefore, what's it called? You can still grab. Rashi. The Man Chihecha. Hanach Peirus, the Kamer of Tarfon, the Bishas Misa, Lo Zochu Ben Yorshim. Right, the Yorshim didn't get them immediately when the person died. Ela Yiska Bohen Hakodem, whoever grabs them can grab them. Besimta, Keren Zobish Asmuchel Shus Harabim. It's the swale, the near the Shus Harabim, in a place where the Rabim doesn't go. Uvenei Adam Olsin Schor Azuim Zu Beshuk, Verotzim Adaver Devrim Benachas, the Yishuv Adas Misakalim Shom.
They go to the side of the Shusar Ab, and people don't walk there. And therefore, it's a place that whoever's there at the time, it's like his rishus. He has a rishus to be there. And it's his private rishus, because the rabbim are not going there. So then you can make a kinyan. Ava b'simtalo, amr of tarfin, kol akodim zocha. Right? In a simta, of tarfin didn't say that they could grab. The kivan, the mokum haroy l'kinyan, who, since it's a place you could make a kinyan, kidamorim bi'alma, the meshicha kan yohasam, afil aman the amr shus haradim lo kan. Even the man says that the meshicha doesn't help. In Rishus HaRabim, it does help to a simta. From Moshechit, from Rishus HaRabim to a simta, it helps. Ein zeh makom hefker. The zachu ben yorshim mishas misa. Therefore, it's not a makom hefker, and the Yerusha takes effect immediately upon death, and therefore you can't grab, because you're grabbing the nechasim of the yorshim. But if it's in a place where a kinyan can't be made, then until they take hold of it, it's really not 100% theirs. So therefore, somebody who's owed money from this estate can grab it. Okay. Let's go on. Don't dine kerub tarfin. Vahadre. Okay. Don't. So the dayanim paskin like kerub tarfin. They made a maisa. That what's it called? That. They didn't give it to the Yorshim, they took it away and they gave it to whoever grabbed it, the Ksuba, whatever. Bahadri Resh Lakish Le'uvda Minayu. And Resh Lakish made them return the money to the Yorshim. Omer Le Rabbi Yochanan Asisa Kishel Torah, right? You did, what's it called, Kishel Torah, meaning you made it this as if it's a Torah halacha. We'll see one second, Rashi. Bahadri Le'uvda, Sover Lak Rabbi Akiva, he held like Rabbi Akiva, Dlomahan Yitzvisa. So halacha, well, they passed him like Rav Tarfon, and they gave it to the Ksuba or to the Balchov because they grabbed it. And Rish Lakish came along and said, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is it goes directly to the Yorshim, so you have to give it back. Asisa divrei Akiva kiyum halacha l'moshe misinai shechazarta ma'isa beisdin. Right, l'maisa, once the beisdin paskins, that's the way it stands. Right, by a dvar Torah, we'll see where if the beisdin made a mistake, they have to return it. But pashtis, if it's what's it called, din Torah, right, and it's just a matter of a toast and shikula, that's who you paskin like, it stands. The psak stands. So Rish Lakish made it as if what's it called, Rabbi Akiva was halacha l'moshe misinai, right? And if you didn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, then you have to break up the psak and give it back. It's enough that l'chatchila we should pass on like Rabbi Akiva. But if we did like Rabbi Tarfon, the halacha should stand. It's not such a clear thing. The halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, "Lema b'hokim iflagate Rish Lakish and what's it called? The original what's it called? Dayanim. What's the machlokas?" The Marsavar Tobit Var Mishnah Choser. Marsavar Tobit Var Mishnah Eino Choser. One holds that if you make the Dayan makes a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah, then he has to break up the case, and if he made a mistake and if they find out the mistake, they break up the case and give the money back. And the other one holds no, Tobit Var Mishnah Eino Choser. You leave it the way it is. So it says, the Kulei Alma Tobit Var Mishnah Choser. Everybody holds that if it would be a mistake with Var Mishnah, then you're chozer. If it's something clear halacha, and they made a mistake, then you have to break up the din and give it back. But b'hocha b'hocha miflagi. Marsover halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechever robin lo mirabo. Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. So when we say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva against another individual, not against the rabbim, that's only if it's not his Rebbe. But if it's his Rebbe, the halacha is like the Rebbe, like Rav Tarfon. Omar Sover, halacha afilu mirabo. No, this klal applies even to mirabo, so it's tov b'dvar mishnah. Right? According to the first one, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, so it's not tov b'dvar mishnah. V'boi seima, dekuli alma halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavei ro, v'lo mirabo. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, only where he argues on another person equal to him, not on who argues as Rebbe. So v'hacha v'hacha mitzvagi, mar sover Reb Tarfon rabo havei, o mar sover chaveiro havei. Machlokas whether Reb Tarfon was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, or he was a, what's it called, that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud chaver.
of Rabbi Tarfon. He boy same the kuli am chaveru have. He wasn't his rebbe. Bahacha bahacha miflege. Mar sover halacha itmar. That the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. That's what was said, right? Right. And one hold, and the other one holds a mar sover matin itmar. Never the halacha was never said clearly like Rabbi Akiva. It was just that was more sloradic, that the halacha should be like that. But it wasn't paskin like that. Therefore, it's not a tov b'dvar mishnah, clear halacha. It was a tov b'shikul adas, that's different. Rashi. Asisa divrei, okay. B'dvar mishnah, the kaimel on halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, heichad yichidah poligalei. So it's a dvar mishnah, it's a clear halacha. That wherever Rabbi Akiva argues on an individual, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. The afagat the love of Mishnah Mamesh, Tanina, lo, it's not in the Mishnah Mefarish that says that. Elishmaisa damoroihu, Zamoroyim who made this klal, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva against the Yochid. Amrinam the Sanhedrin the Choser. Amrinam Hosma filu tobid, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Le'in. Dvar Mishnah is lavdafka. It means something that's a halacha psuka, that's clear. Everybody holds like this. So then, if you made a mistake, you have to break up the din, and it reverts back to what should have been. Okay, halacha itmar halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveru, right? Not that if you hold that the klal was that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then it's tov b'dvar mishnah. But if you hold matin itmar matin ha'orah lechatchila ach Rabbi Akiva, we never really paskin 100% like Rabbi Akiva. But just normally, we would favor Rabbi Akiva, right? L'chatchila. But it's not clear that the halacha is Rabbi Akiva. So if you did it the other way, then it stands.